I couldn't be happier than to have this guy on the phone with us. His name is Bill Press. You know him very well for several reasons, from Crossfire and the Spin Room on CNN radio station. He's been on radio stations doing talk radio about politics for a long, long time. He was the chair of the California Democratic Party, too. Bill Press is here. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Pat, how are you? Good to join you.
I'm well, and I'm honored to have you here and as a complete success talking politics and on the radio, too, which, of course, we're a big fan of.
Of course. Well, let me tell you this. There's never been so much news to talk about these days.
Boy, I mean, it is
like a Niagara of breaking news every minute.
Yeah, you know? What happened to the 24-hour news cycle, Bill?
Now it's the one-hour news cycle
yeah.
at best.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, but there is definitely, you know, there's plenty of room to talk and plenty of things to talk about. You have written a new book, Bill Press, From the Left. You didn't start out on the left, though, did you?
No, I didn't. I started out in a very conservative family in a very conservative little town in Delaware. All my family were Republicans. I think that's why I became a Democrat.
Ah, yes.
But over the years, you know, I became a real lefty, which I am today, and a proud Bernie Sanders supporter. And as you pointed out, one time even led the I worked for Jerry Brown in California, one time led the California Democratic Party. And, of course, my connection with Santa Rosa is that we live in California, not that far away, in West Marin.
Inverness. Yeah, very, so, very close.
No Petaluma and Santa Rosa very, very well. Yeah, I love Sonoma County.
We're glad to claim you as one of our own. And, yeah, absolutely. And, of course, Santa Rosa, a lot of people know about Santa Rosa after October that did not know about the city before because of the wildfires.
I know. That was just, we had so many friends there who, they didn't lose their home, but were evacuated, you know, came very, very close. And I was just proud of the way that Santa Rosa pulled together and is pulling back now.
Yeah.
But it'll take a long time for those neighborhoods to, you know, to rebuild.
Yeah, we are just getting really to the nuts and bolts of that process now, and it's going to hurt. It's going to be painful for a while, but there is at least, you know, so much visual change to the landscape, mm-hmm. and some of the most beautiful sights I've seen are frameworks going up on new homes in some of those burned-out areas. It's a beautiful thing to see. Well, let's talk about the Democratic Party before we get to your book, Bill. What's wrong with the Democratic Party? I mean, it seems like there are all sorts of reasons for the Democrats to pull together, have the same message, and be very popular since 2016. Why not?
Well, I think the short answer is because Democrats are Democrats, right? I mean, you know, their favorite kind of occupation or trick is to form a circular firing squad. They've always kind of been that way. But let me tell you, I think there's dysfunction in both political parties today because I think people are really fed up with politics as usual. They're certainly fed up with Washington. I think it's one of the reasons Donald Trump got elected, right? They really wanted somebody outside.
Yeah. Many
people did.
Way outside.
Who would shake up the system. And so, you know, in the Democratic Party, you've got this sort of ongoing tension between the establishment Hillary Clinton Democrats, if you will, and outsiders and progressives. Who are, and I think all the energies on that side, you know, they really want to shake things up. They want new people. They want people who have bigger and bolder ideas, I think, willing to shake things up. And then on the Republican side, you've got the Trumpers, right? Led, of course, Donald Trump and those who follow him. And then a lot of other Republicans who are still saying, no, this is not where we want the party to go.
Yeah.
Right? We can't throw everything out. And you see that playing out today with this Geno Haspel nomination,
yes.
where John McCain comes out and says, no, we as a party cannot support her. And Donald Trump is saying, she's my person, right?
Yeah, right.
You see it playing out with the Iran nuclear deal where some people are saying, no, we got to stay in this. It's not perfect, but we got, you know, we have to hold the line because we gave our word. And Donald Trump is saying, nope, we're just going to burn it up, trash it. So, it's a lively time in both parties these days.
What should we be giving Donald Trump credit for, Bill?
Well, I would, first of all, like it or not, and I certainly didn't vote for him. You got to give him credit for winning. I mean, it's to beat the Clinton machine, to beat, well, first of all, before that, to beat, what was it, 13 or 14 other well-known candidates for the Republican nomination. I mean, Jeb Bush, Lindsey Graham, Chris Christie, go down the list.
Marco Rubio,
and then to win the election up against the Clinton machine. I mean, he is a brilliant campaign strategist. He came up with a message that was very close to what Bernie Sanders' message was, right, that we need a whole new approach in Washington, and we need to get back to fighting for the middle class and for working class Americans. He saw that, and he articulated that. And most recently, I think here, you've got to give him credit for bringing these three Americans, Korean descent, home from North Korea, setting in an approach to North Korea, which at first a lot of us thought was really reckless, calling him a little rocket man, threatening to destroy North Korea. But he succeeded in bringing him to the table, and that's a huge accomplishment. Bill Clinton wasn't able to do that. George W. Bush wasn't. Barack Obama wasn't. So even as a Democrat, I give him credit for that.
Yep.
We haven't seen the outcome yet, but the promise is that it could turn out to be pretty good.
Well, it's definitely an unknown subject in terms of the two leaders meeting, and you're right, we will see, and I think all of us hold out hope for that. Bill,
can you believe that? Can you believe that summit? I mean, the two guys with the worst hair on the planet, right?
Well,
bad
maybe,
hair versus bad.
Maybe they'll find some commonality then, and that always helps. Bill, talk to us about, and we're on the KSRO live line with Bill Press. Talk to us about the journey that's covered in Bill Press from the left.
Well, it's been a fun ride, let me put it that way. And it is my memoir. I call it Memoir Part One, because I still got a long way to go, very active, still doing the show every day. But, you know, growing up, as I mentioned earlier, in a conservative little town, raised as a strict Catholic in Delaware, going into the seminary, I studied for the priesthood for 10 years.
What? 10 years?
That's 10 years. Yeah, I gave it a good shot, but decided that's not what I really wanted to end up doing with my life. So I got out of there and came to California and spent 30 years in California working for Jerry Brown, running campaigns, helping save the California coastline with Proposition 20 way back in the days. And then got involved in the media. I ran for statewide office as state insurance commissioner in 1990, became chair of the party, and then got involved in national television, right, with Crossfires, you mentioned, and Spin Room on CNN. Pat Buchanan and I had a show on MSNBC.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then I've had my own show, the Bill Press Show, radio and TV, for the last 12 years. So I've worked with some great people, from Jerry Brown to Barack Obama to Bill Clinton to Bernie Sanders, and just wanted to kind of tell my story. And I say it's been a fun ride, and I think it's a fun read. So, thanks.
You know, having listened to you for years, I'm absolutely sure it's a fun read, because that's the way you are somehow, and even in very serious subjects, you've been able to find some levity where levity is needed, and I think that's very much appreciated.
Life is too short to take ourselves too seriously.
Yep. Even for Democrats, right?
right, exactly.
Well, I'm really looking forward to reading it, Bill. And again, it's just a pleasure to have you on the show, and look forward to not only memoir number two, but also on a daily basis listening to you on TV and the radio. Thanks so much for being here.
You're so kind. All right, great to join you. Thanks, Pat. Have a good one.
All right, that's Bill Press. Bill Press from the Left is the name of his new book, and I have a feeling that's going to be on the bestseller list for a very long time.